I think we know very little. I mean, obviously, the first assumption would be, is this related to the war in Iran? Is it, for example, a signal that everything is not going as well as Donald Trump and Pete Hegseth have been telling us? And certainly, there have been reports in US media that US bases in the region have taken a lot more damage than officials are admitting. Is this some kind of disagreement over prosecution of the war? Did this general refuse to enact certain orders? All very hard to say right now, but I think objectively, any military analyst would say, if a war is going successfully, you don't change that winning team. And if there is a high profile dismissal like this, it suggests there is some trouble internally, and it'll be fascinating in the coming hours to find out more of the rationale for this.